I'm Chris from All Things Good and Nerdy, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs. It's a Legends Entertainment news stream. I'm B.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Shark Taco.
And these are the news for the week and the wing. You see, it's again the wing ending on March 23rd, 2016. So as usual, we're going to geek out about TV, movies, and more. So Beef, what time is it?
News time.
Oh, yeah. And a little recap on C2E2, my good man.
Dude, I don't have enough time in the show. It was awesome. It was amazing. We filled the whole panel. It was very cool. A lot of fun.
Hey, you weren't expecting that many people, huh?
No, we were hoping for 30 or 120. So we gave away a bunch of swag, talked about podcasting. C2E2 was awesome. Met a lot of great people that I hadn't met. But yeah, it was just a lot of fun, a lot of cosplay, a lot of nerding out.
And how was your cosplay received?
Awesome. I'm the cosplay man. One of my favorite pictures, this little black dude came running up to me. He's like, hey, can I get a picture with you? And he was dressed exactly like me as Matt Murdock, the vigilante daredevil. And
nice.
Yeah, he got a picture and then like ran off. I'm like, hey, get back here, I need a picture. So
nice. Cool. And you still did the Viper pilot the other day?
Yep, I had to on Sunday.
Old school Battlestar, always
amazing.
Fun.
Or new school, but whatever. But yeah, C2E2. I think there's on Gunna Geek there'll be a video ups.
So check that at GunnaGeek.com. And here, a little news for Shark Taco. Pokemon might come to mobile.
Oh my god, I'm gonna pay whatever they ask. Bring
Shocker.
It on.
She just got a Mew.
I just got a Mew. No, seriously, I can't wait for this. Like, and when you look at it, basically it's like your camera takes whatever grass is in front of you and then just adds the Pokemon over it. That's so cool. And you have to walk around to do it. Amazing. Amazing. They'll just drag me to every which corner of the city. And yeah.
We're going to have to walk in every park in the city, don't we?
Yeah.
We're going to start traveling for that.
Dude, the dog is going to be my first Pokemon.
I took pictures at C2 of a very large and a bunch of Sailor.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Oh
nice.
My God.
You know us, Beef. You know us.
Sometimes.
So that Pokemon Go thing, it's cool because it's one of the first time that Nintendo is going to port something on mobile. And it's not a port, actually. It's a brand new game. So the fact that it might get kids to walk around. Hey, big kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of fun.
Kids. What kids have an iPhone, please?
All kids nowadays have an iPhone. Most kids after like 8 have a phone.
Where do they get the money?
Sure. Their parents give it to them. Here, this is a way for me to track you.
I know parents who are still working with like iPhone 4s, so like I really doubt they're going to get iPhones for their kids.
They're going to give the 4 to their kids.
Hey, family deal.
I guess. Yeah, well, anyway, I can't wait for this, honestly. I'm going to be one of the first people out there with that.
Okay, online media. This week we have a lot of online media, and I just want to put a caveat. Starting the next news, all trailers will be in the trailer dump. This week, we're still putting them in online media, but it's ridiculous because right now I'm watching a trailer. Oh, this is Amazon? Oh, this is Netflix?
Wing just sounded like Cousin Balky. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, all trailers should be in trailer dump. I was confused and thought you were just drunk and putting them there. But The Tick? Are we ready for more Tick? I'm so confused.
Well, The Tick was fun. That was like that. It was what? A parody of superhero at the start of the 2000s. And it was really fun, really, really kind of stupid. And for some reason, it worked well before the superhero craze started. So I think it's a good time to revive it. I was surprised to see that on Amazon. But hey, why not?
Well, I mean, Netflix.
Well, true. True. Good point. But talking about Netflix, have you watched Daredevil yet?
No. I know, I'm a horrible Daredevil cosplayer. I will do it when I, maybe after the cast tonight, I'll get one. I've been waiting to...
I basically haven't slept all last weekend.
You know what? Like, even though I was barely watching, like, all the little scenes that you basically, like, kicked me into watching, like, lifting my nose disdainfully from my beautiful Pokemons to look at this series. I actually really enjoyed all the scenes I watched, and Punisher, oh my god, pretty cool. And who's the name of that big dude in prison?
What's his name? The Kingpin.
Yeah, the Kingpin, whatever his name was. Yeah, yeah, I really enjoyed that actor's work. He was doing pretty good. He was the highlight of season.
I also ran up to a guy dressed like Punish when I was in my my vigilante.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll
have
to check
him. Did you guys punch each other?
No, there was also another blind vigilante dude that was dressed up just like me, and we were both like standing at each other like we're going to fight, and then afterwards we went to go high five and or fist bump at opposite times.
Nice.
So it was two blind guys congratulating each other after a fight. It was great.
Okay, that's pretty fun.
Luke Cage, I liked him. I want to see the Iron
Fist
thing. Little
one-liner joke was
out.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it was one of the highlights of the
Jessica Jones
TV show.
Yeah.
So, and as Chartako just said, that little one-liner was pretty funny. So it's reintroduced you to his power and what he does. I'm good with it.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what this show's going to look like, but at this point, Netflix has been impressing me every time.
Yeah.
So why not?
You think we're going to get some Jessica Jones in there?
They kind of have to in some ways.
Yeah, because... I'm sure they'll throw her in for the first episode, maybe two or three episodes, a little bit here or there in the first couple, but I don't think they're going to overuse.
No, I thought they would do that, and spoiler alert, in Daredevil, but they just like name dropped her, so you never see the actress. But
okay.
It's still cool. It's still branching out all these things together, though.
Yeah, but it's still kind of more difficult to do when the two characters are dating.
Yeah, when, yeah.
Well, I don't, are they actually, see, I guess I saw them finish Jessica.
Well, there was some memorable sex.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely superhero sex.
Yeah.
But with the Luke Cage sit, like you said, I'll give them leeway because they have been hitting all these superhero things out of the park. Netflix really doesn't fail at that. But one thing Netflix is pissing me off about, more Adam Sandler.
Oh, my God.
I didn't watch the last movie, just a trailer, and this trailer does not seem better.
These are the type of American comedies that I will never make. Just understand.
Honestly, I think the last time I enjoyed Adam Sandler was like Happy Gilmore.
Right, or Billy Madison. Or
Billy Madison.
He had that one drama role, Punch Drunk Love.
That was amazing.
That he was amazing in, and that's the last time I enjoyed Adam Sandler.
Basically.
Yeah. So, well... I guess he was easy to sign for Netflix because at this point, I'm not sure a studio wants to pull the kind of cash it needs to put a movie in theater with him right now. So
just go back to stupid music.
Yeah. Yeah, his stupid music was actually okay.
Actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I love the goat. Hey, goat.
Sorry. I like the Thanksgiving song.
Yeah. I'm not doing the goat for you, Beef. I'm sorry. I'm just
not from waiting, you weirdo. I'll show you the Batwing.
Oh.
What's this Love and Friendship trailer?
This is another series, online series from, I don't remember if it's Netflix or Amazon, but anyway, it's kind of a comedy in a Renaissance time.
Is it the Jane Austen
yeah.
thing? It's not a series, it's a film,
I think. It's a film. Oh, yeah, here you go.
But where is it from? I don't even... Oh, Amazon. There we go.
Hey. And it looks pretty funny for what it is. Shark Tackle
I'll be totally into that, and I know exactly who I'm going to go watch that with. I have a friend who loves Jane Austen. Every single Jane Austen adaptation that's out there, she will go see. And honestly, Jane Austen is hilarious. When you read the original text, like, honestly, all the stuff that she, like, backhandedly delivers, all the double entendre, all the, like, it's just amazing writing. And it's really good on screen because it's always kind of dialogues and sly remarks and people manipulating each other and trying to do things without being so clear about it. And when you think about it, that's what women had to do back in the day, right? They couldn't really state what they wanted and go for it. And especially in terms of weddings and, marriage arrangements. So honestly, I've got hope for this. I think it's going to be hilarious.
You mentioned other adaptation of her works. Do you have anything from the top of your head?
Just Pride and Prejudice. I think it's been adapted 3 different times. It's been amazing.
Now with zombies.
Yeah, not with zombies, but you know what? The original's better, probably.
We missed the zombie one. It was in theater for like a week and a half.
No, it was in theaters. Just like a 999 or whatever.
You're surprised it even was at all.
Deadpool killed the two movie we just talked about.
Yeah,
so.
What about this special correspondent from Netflix? That looks awesome.
I'm going to watch that. It's the fact that it's on Netflix helps even more. I'm not sure I would pay to see that in theater, but it looks funny.
I used to really like Ricky Gervais, and then I got really bored with him. So I don't know. But you know what? Yeah, I might. If you go see it, I might tag along.
It's a Netflix, so
it's a Netflix. Okay,
we'll just push play at some point.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
I like the whole premise of we lied into a war zone, describing it in the middle of Manhattan or whatever, and then they go missing or they can't reach them, so everyone in the world thinks they're lost. we have to go.
Well, it's kind of sad because it just reminds me of a story we had here with a journalist called François Bougingot. And he basically faked most of his news stories. Like, he was supposed to be the international correspondent, but he just, like, made up all the stuff he was writing.
Awesome.
And he got caught. And to me, I'm just watching that trailer going, like, remembering this event and being like, oh, God.
The best part of this is that they're all on a couch and the two guys are there and they're watching the news like, send us your dollar to help them. And someone on the couch like, I'm sending her the dollar.
And they both look at her like, what?
Are you? What are you doing?
Yeah, do that. Save us. TV news. Game of Thrones won't ruin the books.
I've been saying this forever. They should have called me. I would have told them.
Yeah, they said exactly what Shark Tackle used to say every week.
God. It's just, come on. Like, it's so, by now, Game of Thrones is so off track from more of the books. It's got half of what's going on in the books missing. Then the other half is just twisted differently.
There might be characters some plot thread, but it's the same thing as Walking Dead. Like, aren't the comics that far off?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Why do people worry so much
people
about it?
People die that don't die. People don't die that die. I mean, come on. Like.
Yeah, I mean, there may be some underlying hints at what they might do in the books, but obviously you can't one for one spoil it.
Besides, it's not even written yet, so he might have told them something, and then, like, the series is going to come out, and the book is going to come out in another 10 years, and it's going to be something else entirely.
And you'll have forgotten.
Come on. Yeah, first of all, I'll have forgotten. Like, don't even ask me where we're at in the series right now. I don't know, so watch out. This is going to be a marathon before this comes out.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, basically, it's just completely different. And as books are written, they go off track of what they were supposed to be in the beginning anyway. So
all books, yeah, they do that because you have to fit it into a visual format. You can't explain something for 13. I gave it this first four seasons to my buddy Kevin and his wife. Mainlined Game of Thrones in about 10 days to the first four seasons because they've never read the books. It was like,
it's beautiful.
Crack. They're putting the kids to bed early and.
Yeah, don't watch it with your kids.
No, obviously not.
I'm thinking of one particularly horrific scene.
Anything from that show is awesome. But I mean, I'll read the books. It'll just take me till after. Well, it'll take me after the show's done. Screw it.
And if you want to know more about Game of Thrones, check Tyrion's Landing on the Gunna Geek Network.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so good at that.
Okay. I
know. They're bastardizing one of the most horrific and awesome and funny and weird and creepy movies from my childhood. They're talking about making a Killer Clowns from Outer Space show.
Oh, my God.
Depending on how they do it, I'm totally down with that. Because
if it's done late night, like HBO, someone that can do it creepy and scary.
If they do it like Evil Dead, the TV show, I'm down with it.
If there's a cameo from Killer Tomatoes from Outer Space or whatever, I'm totally down.
This movie freaked me out in 88 or 89 when I saw it, because I was 8 or 9, depending upon when it fell. And it was just like, clowns are freaky anyways, but now they turn people into giant cotton ball cocoons, suck their blood out. What
yep.
the fuck? And they had like popcorn seeds that grew into, oh my God. Have you done this movie?
I've done it with Jen in the first couple of years. We could totally revisit it.
Man, I'm down. I'm down.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
We have we all have to watch it over Skype with all the other lights off.
Oh, that could be fun. That could be very, very fun. If you watch it over Skype, we can even release our MST3K track.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Let's put that, say, like, when we have a little bit of time, this is something we could totally do as a special show.
I have it at the top of the list.
Beautiful. Trailer for Supergirl Flash crossover? It's Berlant. I'll be honest, I don't watch Supergirl. It's not because I'm not interested, it's just because I don't have time to follow it, so I'm gonna wait for the season to be done because everybody's raving about it. But I'm gonna have to watch this one because Flash is my favorite show out there right now. So
are you telling me there's a female lead superhero series that people are finding amazing?
Yeah. Supposedly
it's getting the best.
Supergirl is getting everything. Everyone is raving
about
it.
And we're not watching this? What's the deal?
I'm not watching this by myself. I'm waiting for you, I guess.
You should see the evil eye I'm giving
you. I can see that. Eyebrow up. Can you smell what the taco is cooking?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that
I
sounded really bad.
Please
I take that
please,
back.
Please tell me you can't smell the taco.
No, not from this far away, sweetheart.
That's nasty.
But yeah, Supergirl is getting like great reviews. It's getting great numbers. People are watching it. They're like opening to the idea that go figure, female leads superhero shows or films may work.
Women,
I mean, Batman, Superman just... Huh?
I said women can be compelling?
Yeah.
When they're written properly.
Go figure. But Batman versus Superman, early reviews are out, and everybody's raving about Wonder Woman, like she steals the movie after Ben Affleck.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't she have such little presence? She has exactly 16 lines, according to critics.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
Nice.
But looks like she's killing it. So, you know what? Go with the female lead superheroes. I think that's a good... It's time.
And how do we watch Supergirl without, like, pirating it?
I'll send you a copy. That way I pirated it.
Oh, I want to give them my monies.
Actually, I think you can go on their website.
I think it's CBS, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I would like to give them my monies. No, but at least you have your viewership that is shown.
True.
And
how about this?
Website,
I don't watch it, so I'll start DVRing it for you, and then you guys can take it.
So it works in the numbers because they check the DVR numbers.
Uh-huh. Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Or we can buy it this summer.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Okay. I'm kind of happy with this MacGyver reboot in talks.
Yeah, they just cast the guy who played Avok in X-Men First Class, the guy who's shooting stuff from his belly.
Yeah, and he was in the other one, too, for 4 seconds.
Evil Care Bear, X-Men guy. Yeah, he was there for a couple of minutes in Days of Future Past.
He
was on the army base that was, like, up in Sorrel here.
He shot, like, the powerful hula hoops. The hula hoops of force.
Oh, my God.
That's the guy.
But they do the initial blowout, the concept of this. They talk about, you know, he went to Boston. He's really smart at mathematics, engineering, blah, blah, blah. He creates something really big that everyone wanted. Now someone weaponized it, and they're coming after him. He's running for his life. He's trying to clear his name. He's like, not quite unlike the structure of Enemy of the State. So imagine Enemy of the State if Will Smith had the brains of MacGyver.
Yeah, because this is MacGyver Begins, basically.
Dude, I loved MacGyver when I was a kid. So if they can throw him in a mullet for the last, like, 2 seconds of the movie, if this is really MacGyver Begins, that alone will sell it for me.
It's a TV show, though. It's not a movie.
No, it's a movie. Oh, nope, CBS
series.
Pilot. Okay, man...
But still, that would be a great way to wrap up a series.
Right.
I agree.
I mean,
or
you know,
like
how many times
season.
Have we been disappointed by a TV show?
Like he does this one time and he like pets his mullet, like Richard Dean Anderson always did back in the day. Hell yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. But MacGyver, let's face it, the guy was making like a TV out of a box of candy and two strings.
Hey, some of that stuff actually was legit. My buddy's dad would test that when we were kids. Not all of it, obviously. You can't like... make fake UFOs with cleaner electricity. Whatever, I don't know.
Magnet and transistor. Come on.
Yes, and
with fire. Potato battery.
Shavings.
Yeah, okay. You can start a fire with a potato.
Stop it. You can also start a fire with your phone, your H.
Okay.
I just did it. Anyways. Bryan Cranston, yes. Lyndon B. Johnson, all the way. HBO.
He looks good in this.
That's great.
And it's fun because we always hear the story of Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
But we never hear the story of... What's his name? Johnson?
Yeah, Lyndon B. Johnson.
Yeah, we never hear his story because between him and the Watergate scandal, I mean, the guys in between were kind of forgotten. And now you see that story seems pretty fun, actually.
Well, now that I'm crazy about House of Cards, I just can't wait. But like for anything that's like, hey, this is the behind
political
the scenes.
Drama.
Yeah, exactly. I'm down for that.
God,
let's watch the West Wing then.
The West Wing.
I love the West Wing.
But yeah, and just the looks of it. I mean, the looks of all the people, the hairdos, the costumes.
It's a solid period piece.
Oh, it looks amazing.
And it's Bryan Cranston. Come on.
Yeah. I just hope Lyndon B. Johnson
does.
He's
the guy from
Breaking
Bad.
I bought multiple action.
Woo.
Yes.
Of Breaking
Bad.
Nice.
Woo.
Nice.
Stop it, woman. You'll see.
Twins.
You'll see when you visit.
Marvel is not stopping with the Netflix stuff and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There might be a Captain Britain in the work or anyway in the development stage. Right now, just a couple of tweets from someone that designed a suit. But at this point, I'm like, okay, you're taking a B character and you're trying to make a series out of it.
Captain Britain?
It's like Captain America, but he's English.
Oh my god. Tell me his superpower is like irony.
I wish that would be good.
Hey, his superpower. Never mind. His superpower is good dentistry.
Oh, I went with it. His superpower is mushy.
Oh god.
I don't know.
But yeah, he so flies what, around. And
stuff. So he flies. So wait, is he like Captain America or is he like Superman?
It's like a poor man's Captain America.
Honestly, but he can fly though.
It's a character.
Do I have to look this up? You don't even know, do you?
It's a character that was that originated in some X-Men series. The version I know him for was from Ultimate 2, which was like a ripoff of Avenger in the Ultimate Universe, and he was basically a suit. So it was a suit that was giving him power, a little bit
so it's
like
Venom.
More like a slick Iron Man. We have one like this in Canada. It's called Vindicator.
Slick Iron Man.
Yeah, it's like a tight skin suit that does most of the thing that Iron Man does.
Yes, I just asked what his powers were. I need a fucking bio.
Tell me the Vindicator looks like a Mountie.
No, there's a guy that looks like a Mountie, but the Vindicator has a skin-tight suit that looks like the Canadian flag.
What's his bulge
like? Oh my god!
We'll talk about the maple leaf on his bulge?
Oh, do it!
That would be great.
Oh, that's a great cosplay right there.
He's battling with Sasquatch and Puck. Yes, there's a little guy named Puck.
Oh, that looks so good.
It's the Canadian Avengers, basically.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's something. Check Alpha Flight if you want to delve more into the Canadian superhero, but
or don't.
Yeah, or just don't. Exactly. Well, while we're on the ridiculous movie news,
yeah.
Baywatch is right now shooting, and David Hasselhoff has some pictures of him beside The Rock, and let's face it, he didn't age that well.
No, he definitely didn't. That's why he's holding his buoy in front of his gut.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Basically, because
well, he's an old man.
No, I mean, I get it. I totally get it.
But you look at him beside The Rock, and it's like, well, we all look tiny beside The Rock.
Yeah, well, those are not pecs.
Well, he said they are. He says they are. I mean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's built like a freaking brick. It's crazy.
No, I'm not talking about The Rock. I'm talking about The Hoff.
Oh.
Those are not pecs.
No, that's a guy without his shirt off. That's it.
That's just like extra skin.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, it's The Hoff. Let's face it.
Yeah, all I can see of like is just either The Hoff doing Hooked on a Feeling.
Oh, God.
And that was amazing.
That was amazing.
Or the Hoff, like, on the floor, drunk, eating a sandwich, getting filmed and shamed by his daughter.
Oh, that was great.
And I can't, you know, I'm sorry, but you can't go back to Baywatch after that.
No.
It's just sad that you would go back to that at the end of your career. You're done.
He's taking any paycheck right now. He needs to pay the rent.
He needs to pay his booze.
That's a good point.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, but, you know, some of us are willing to go lower than others for it.
Wow,
that's a good
that
point.
Just sounded dirty. Dr. Savage?
Duck Savage? Yeah, Shane Black's want The Rock to play Duck Savage. Honestly, I'm not.
I know the two people in there, Shane Black and The Rock. Who is Doc Savage?
You know what? It's an old comic book that I don't really know. Right now, I would need the operator to help us with this one. But
it's like an old pulp novel.
Yeah, the guy is. I think he's wearing basically a not a nut slinger, but But he's a guy that fights in the jungle and stuff like that. So. Anyway, it's a shame.
He's a physician, scientist, and inventor, and explorer, and
he's everything.
Wow, do it all type in the 30s. Eh, see, Dame, come here, Dame. See,
so it's really like an old pulp thing. So, anyway,
I'd love to see him. And the only way I want him there is if he wears a wig.
Okay, yeah, The Rock with a wig. That would be funny. That would be awesome. Very funny. And talking about Shane Black, he's producing The Predator, and he thinks this is going to be an event.
The Predator.
Yeah, and he thinks it's going to be an event movie like Iron Man 3. And
I'm like, block it out. I love it when you like call him out on that shit. Thank you.
Some are worse than others.
Where is your hoven hot? Or your hoven hot?
Oh, God. My hoven is hot.
This is, what do you mean an event movie like Iron Man 3? Make it a good fucking movie.
Yep, that's pretty much where I am with this. And let's face it, after the first Predator... Whatever.
Predator. Well done.
Thank you. You should put an H in there just for me.
Shut up. Predator. Predator.
Predator.
Predator.
That's like the female predator.
Yes, exactly.
Predate her.
Predate her.
Oh my god.
You never know what can happen. You should predate her.
Oh, god.
With her half row.
Oh god.
And this is the Batman v Superman week. And another Batman movie is coming out next year that we tend to overlook, but I can't wait. The Lego Batman movie.
Wow.
Yeah. If you watch the Lego movie, he was one of the best part of that movie. So
if you legitimately love the Lego movies,
if
you
listen to our cast a while ago, like when the Lego movie came out, Wing would only go, I'm back for like, I don't know, 20 minutes in the first 5 weeks after he saw that movie.
I'm Batman. All I need is black brick and very, very dark gray. I love that movie. I just love that movie.
Oh, man.
Come on, they have a Lego unicorn that shoots rainbow.
Okay.
Like Deadpool.
I was going to say, like, is there a Deadpool in there?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. Marvel, you can buy all sorts of awesome little Lego figures down at the what's name? Oh, my God. Sorry, cons are...
Yeah, the only people that said no were Disney, so no Star Wars Lego and no Marvel Lego in the movie, unfortunately.
Losers.
Warner was like, we don't care. Just take everything you want and make it happen. Give us a check.
Yeah, Lego.
So there's a couple of pictures of the Batcave as well, the new poster and everything. It looks so, so great, to be honest. Maybe I'm not going to see that in theater, but I'm still excited. It looks very good. Everything is awesome. Let's face it. It's going to be in your head for a long time now, Beef.
No, it isn't. Yes, it will.
Batman Ben Affleck has his next movie, Live by Night, which is a noir movie set, I'm thinking, the end of the 30s, start of the 40s. And he just got a Oscar-friendly date for October 2017. So he might be... The studios is believing in his movie enough to put him in Oscar contention. Let's face it, after everything he did prior to that, it makes sense. I just hope he's bringing his A game again after all that Batman stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a good director. Come on, finish your movie.
I want to go back and watch Argo. And
The Town is really good. Yes.
Daisy Ridley, Laura Croft.
They're talking about it. She said she talked to the studio about it. That's pretty much where we are on that. But what do you think about that? The girl from Star Wars playing Tomb Raider.
You know, so long as she doesn't look like her boobs are bigger than her face, I'm probably down for it. It's just, that's what Lara Croft's always been to me. It's just a fighting fucktoy.
Well, in the last two games, it dropped that image completely. It's now like a solid A.
Okay.
So, in a wet tank top, but still.
No, there's a trade-off.
Yeah. So, Indiana Jones 5, you know how happy we were about that?
Yeah.
Well, they're getting the same guy who wrote 4. Yeah.
Whatever. 4 wasn't horrible. It just had a Indiana Jones part. But it's still not a horrible movie.
Yes, it is. The flying with the monkey, the fake ants.
That's kind of bad. It's not great, and it's not even good, but it's not horrible or horrible as you...
It's horrible. Well, another thing that might be horrible is Bumble the Chimp movie.
Bubble.
I don't know.
You
Bubble?
Threw an M in there. Are we now adding M's to things too?
Sure.
There's not enough H's to go around.
No.
So.
Yeah, there are.
But this sounds to me we can't do a Michael Jackson movie, so we're going to do a movie about his monkey.
Wait, his what?
Monkey.
Is that the chimp we're talking about?
Yep.
Yes.
Is that really it? I was wondering.
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
Chimp did have a long, good life. That champered better than you or I ever were, other than the random
Probably.
Stuff that he may or may not have done to the chimp. But other than that, that chimp lived a
long,
good life.
Oh, Beef.
I mean, taking it to, like, children's parties and stuff. That's all, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Images from Assassin's Creed put Michael Fassbender in a prison cell.
Yeah.
He's a fucking assassin. I'm sure he's going to spend some time in a cell.
Well, the point is that now that we have pictures, it's kind of real, because we always were like, is it happening? Is it happening? Is it happening? Well, it looks like it is.
It's being happening.
That looks like a future prison cell, so not future.
Have you played Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Okay, so it makes sense. Yeah,
just didn't know how far they were going to go into that.
I was going to say, is Fassbender supposed to be the present guy or the past guy?
Both.
It's the same guy.
Really?
Well,
same bloodline.
same bloodline, like, so you can't play both roles.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm assuming he wanted to be as much as possible in his movie since he's producing and all that, so he's going to play both roles.
They're going to be full frontal nudity?
You wish.
Yeah.
But I think they want to sell that to kids, so probably not. He only did one movie where we saw full frontal nudity, and you saw that scene.
I know, that's why I'm still hoping for more.
I know.
You know, there's a thing called Google.
Beef, you have the best ideas.
I know, they're usually the...
It's because it's the background of his phone, that's why.
Oh, that's why.
Actually, no, it's the lock screen. The background is completely...
Yeah, you can see better.
Idris Elba, creepy as what's-her-name Khan in Jungle Book. Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. Everything that's voice. Come out about this movie up to now, I've just been all over.
See, have you seen
these? Well, have you seen these pictures for the publicity? The publicity they're doing is awesome. Seeing all the actors besides their animals that they're gonna play.
Yeah, that's smart.
Christopher Walken is a big ass ape.
Oh my god, I can't wait for Gorilla Walken. That's gonna be so good.
It's gonna sound really interesting.
Oh no, don't even don't do that.
Okay. Okay.
I thought we went over this.
That's not an accent. It's an impression.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Impressions that contain accents still qualify as accents. So let's not with the not that there. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's just get depressed because they're making another Bridget Jones movie.
What's that for?
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty much.
Deepwater Horizon movie. Well, yay! We fucking blew out a oil rig at the bottom of the ocean for quite some.
Yeah, they're trying to sell this as a hero story.
Yep. I mean, I think there was a little bit of hero shit in the beginning when it was actually blowing off before it got contained, and then it was just a well erupting. But
okay, hold on. If you're in a big accident, you're a hero now, even though you're some douchebag who works for oil companies?
There was still some heroism on people saving other people's lives, but leave all the oil or anything out of it. Still, some shit went to save some people, but to make a movie out of it, reliving the gallons.
Yeah, that's what I just don't understand why I would.
Because Hollywood is
too
fucking stupid to put any other real writers on. Because they expect people to go, oh my god, it's a tragedy. Is it really? Is there a big gem? Is there an old lady that threw it back into the water from the Titanic? Did they really have sex in the back of a car and gunplay as it sank? I mean,
yeah, they did. Because every time I cut onions, that's what I think about.
You're part of the problem, then. See, that's why that is why idiots will go see this movie, is because you still think that she really throws a thing in.
But Jack, he was freezing in the water, and he gave her his floating device.
You fucking bitch, move over. Mythbusters will test that in like 100 years. You and his ass can fit on that fucking door.
I know.
Yeah. Nice guys. I'm ready to see this. This is more Shane Black.
This is real Shane Black stuff. This
it's
is
like
kiss
bang,
bang
bang
stuff.
Damn it, I hate.
We're pretty excited. This is a theater movie. We're watching this in theater when this comes out. I'm so excited.
I mean, I loved Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and it's just basically that. It seems a little sillier, and just the costumes once again. Oh my god, the looks.
It's the 70s.
Oh, so good.
God, see, I want.
I love the fact that they start the trailer with the 70s Warner logo. It's little touch, little things.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking forward to that scene with a huge fly in the car.
It's this summer.
Okay.
And the other whatever on the list. So,
that news?
Well,
I
Disney
mean, I'll watch.
News.
I'm sure if I'm drunk or in some medical style coma on my couch on a Saturday or something, maybe I'd put this on. But
honestly, I don't understand the money
minute.
They
this
put in
the
this for something
one?
That looks like it could be a straight to DVD.
Yep.
This is the third one?
This is the second one.
Oh my god, I didn't even...
What we heard more of the first one was that the Kristen Stewart slept with the director, and it was at the end of the Twilight series. And you remember Sean was on the cast?
Charlize Theron, that's why I remember that. She's the hot, evil witch. Evil.
Yeah. But I'm sure you remember when we had Sean talking about how they're going to spin the fact that she basically cheat on the guy of Twilight during that movie. That was the big news. That's what people remember of that movie. So.
Wow. So when your biggest story about your movie is paparazzi bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It means it's a quality movie and everyone.
Yeah. Good point.
Countdown to Star Wars. 631 days, 4 hours, 2 minutes. Beep.
Yay.
But
DVD's coming out April 5th.
Mention I dreamt of Kylo Ren last night?
I saw a big Lego Kylo. Wait, how was he like rubbing his locks on you? And I have emo hair. Would you like me to rub it on you?
Oh, yeah.
He was rubbing his mask on you?
Oh, yeah.
That's a euphemism.
I'm not saying.
But, and we have Rogue One, and isn't the digital copy out already?
No, everybody was speculating that it would come out a couple of days earlier. It comes out like 3 days early, so it's not that much. And the Blu-ray comes out April 5th. So right now it's all the pictures of the DVD feature, the deleted scene and all that stuff that they're trying to get people to buy the Blu-ray special edition DVD, I guess. But pictures are interesting. But you know what? At this point, I'm just going to wait and buy the DVD and I'm going to be done with it. So,
word.
Yeah. Harrison Ford basically admitted also this week that after 30 years, he was like, yeah, if I'm coming up as Han Solo, you're killing him. And he was like, took me 30 years to wear them off, but I won.
I really hope he does the same with Indiana Jones.
Yeah, but I think he loves Indiana Jones, so that's the thing. So don't be like that.
He won't be able to do it any longer. I like him a lot, but he's old.
Well, he's going to be 78 when they film that thing, so whatever.
Okay, so he's not going to have, fuck man, retire after that one. Enjoy your goddamn money.
Seriously, the most credible thing he could do acting Indiana Jones is dying.
Yeah,
no, not dying acting Indiana Jones, but like they kill off Indiana Jones, you mean. I don't want Harrison Ford to die.
No, what I'm saying is like the most credible thing I can see a 78-year-old guy do on screen right now is dying and not like running in some fucking
with
big
a whip
rock
and a hat.
In a tunnel, oh no, jumping off ropes, getting
don't forget Saved by the Whip.
God.
But he
grabbing his hat from under a tomb door, falling rapidly.
Hey, that was my childhood. For 78, though, he looks pretty good. But he can't be doing that. Not with a busted leg and crashing planes.
The man is invincible. Come on.
I can see him. He is clearly not invisible.
Invincible.
Oh, my bad.
Oh.
Non news. William Shatner is 85.
Oh,
happy
Jesus.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Montreal today? Captain Kirk.
It's actually today?
That was this week. He's a Montreal actor that we're really proud of. We have a wing in a university that's called the Shatner Wing.
He got an honorary PhD.
Yeah, also, yeah.
The Shat Wing.
Oh, my God.
Don't call it that way. And some homework for Beef.
Yes.
Usually it goes the other way around. I don't watch shit that's interesting for me, but now Beef didn't. But Stephen Amell and his cousin did a Code 8. It's a 10-minute short. And to be honest, it looks good, but it looks like the intro of a movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why. Then isn't this on like a funding thing now, too? I think I saw this somewhere else. I haven't watched
it.
It
looks great, too.
Fine.
There you go. So I think you're going to love it. So we'll talk about it the next week once Beef has done it with his homework. And that's the news, folks.
Totally, but it was like, for playing.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.